Okay, welcome to Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, and we understand what that means, presents for the poor, or to the poor, and basically this will deal with halachas such as Peyesh, Leke, and Shecha, as well as Staka. So the Rambam starts off, he says in the Koseres, Yesh b'cholon shlosh shrei mitzvos, there are 13 commandments, sheva mitzvos asei, ushesh mitzvos lo sasei, so 7 positive, 6 negative. V'zeu pratam, okay, laniach peyas, you must leave peyah, we'll get to what these all are soon. Shalol yichla osa, you can't remove it in its entirely. Laniach leket, to leave a leket. Shalol yulaket a leket, not to gather a leket. Lazov olo sakarim, to leave the grapes that haven't developed completely alone in the vineyard. Shalol yolo karim, not to gather them, those unripe grapes together. Lazov pratakarim, also to go ahead and, little grapes that have fallen. Shalol yulaket paratakarim, not to gather those grapes, to leave shecha, yashuv lakachas shecha, that you don't go back to pick up the shecha, lahafresh ma'isalaniyam, to set aside money for the poor, litain tzedakah kemesas yad, to give tzedakah as much as you possibly can, and finally, shlo yamitz levavo alaniyam, that you shouldn't go ahead and restrain, hold back from giving to people who are poor. Okay, so let's begin with the first parak, halacha aleph. So someone who harvests his field, lo yikzros kol sadeh kula, you shouldn't harvest the entire field. So what do? You leave in a little portion of the field alone. So the idea of leaving it applies to either the person who harvests or the person who, let's say, uproots. Anything that's left over is called peah. So just like you're supposed to leave stuff aside in the field, so too when it comes to trees, there's payah by trees as well. When you come to gather the fruits of the orchard, you leave some to the side for poor people. Let's say a person went ahead and harvested the entire field, also called payah elon, or he gathered the fruits, all of them. He could still take from what he harvested or gathered, but no slanim, you can give it to the poor. Shenisinoso mitzvah sase, because the positive commandment is to give it to them. Shenemar lanim lagertazov osam. That you tachan akema hakama v'loshu v'afav pas. Let's say a guy harvested his entire field. He took some of it. He went ahead and ground it to flour and baked it. He can even give the bread. Harayzen nosimenu pelanim. He can still give that bread as peah for the poor. Halacha gimel. Avad kolakatzir shakatzir or nusar kodem shasana peah. But let's say, for example, the entire field burned down prior to him being able to set aside peah. Areza loke, he gets malchus for that. Shari avar amitzus lo sase, because he violated the negative, right? And benyo cholokayimase, shabash, shenitiklo. And he can't, do the positive commandment, which would be to give some part of the field to the ani, because he's unable to, the field is gone. Alachadal, b'chim beleket. When it comes to leket, what is that? Kishakotzer umma'alem. So when someone harvests, or let's say he ties together sheaves of grain, lo yulaket ashibalam on a fellas b'shas akatsir, he shouldn't gather together any of the individual sheaves, any of his stalks of grain, that fall to the ground. And le'anichem laniyam, they should leave them for the poor. Shnemar v'leket kitzir chalos leket. Avar v'lakdan, let's say he went ahead and did gather them. Afilo tachan v'afa, even if he went ahead and ground and baked it, nosel laniyam, shnemar laniyam leket azavazam. So you see, it's just like by peah, by leket, he could even bake the bread and still give that as b'yotzei leket. Avdo nisrifo, same thing. Let's say the field was burnt. Achash alakdan, kodem shenasal aniyam. Let's say everything was consumed by fire after he gathered what was fell on the ground, which he wasn't supposed to do, before he gave to the aniyam, he would get malchus for that as well. Alachay, v'chein b'prach, nifra minan avim. So too, when it comes to, let's say, a couple individual grapes that fall off the clusters onto the ground, b'shasa b'tzira, when a person's doing the harvest of the grapes, v'chein b'olos, or the piles, shenemar v'charmacha lo salel, u'prat karmacha lo salakeit. So it applies it as well. You have to leave it for them. Let's say a person is binding together groups of wheat, and he forgets, let's say, one of them in the field, right? This is shechacha. He shouldn't take it. That which he forgot, he doesn't go back and get. Let's say he went ahead and gathered that. Even if he went ahead and ground it and baked it, he can still give it to the poor. So we see from all these situations, there are prohibitions that have a positive commandment that can fix the problem. And if he doesn't fulfill the positive commandment, he would actually get malchus. So too, hashicha applies to, let's say, sheaves of bound sheaves of wheat or grain. So too, it applies to the stalks. Im shachach mixas akama. Let's say he forgot some of the stalks for the katzra, he didn't harvest them. Harezu aniyim, then he didn't get them. Goshem shashicha b'tzvua. Just like shicha applies to grains, zuchiyotzeba kachi shicha linanos. You can even have shicha by trees. Kulan shenemar kisach bod zeisachalu svecharecha. So you see, it applies to olives and all other types of trees. So same halacha of shechcha applies to trees as well, so like fruit trees. Halacha zayin nitzes lamad. So the Rambam sums it up. Arba matnos aniyim mekarim. So there are four gifts to the poor that apply in a vineyard. Haprat va'olos va'peah v'shechcha. So you have the individual grapes, you have the unripe grapes, you have the peah and the shechcha. Shlosh matanos b'tzvuah. You have three of grain. Aleket shechcha peah. And shtayim milanos, which is shechcha and peah. There's no leket that applies by trees. Lachas, komanos haniyim elu, all these presents to the poor, emahen tovas haniyah lebailam. Okay, so none of them, they don't have any rights, the owners do not have the rights to this stuff. El haniyim bayin, so what happens? The poor come and they take, benolin, osan akarchan shobailam, and they take it against the will of the owners. Vafil ani shav Yisrael, motzino som yado. Even, what do you call it? These matnos haniyim are even taken from another person who's poor. Meaning if a poor person has a field, other poor people can come in and take the payah as needed. Halacha test. Kol ger amur matnos aniyim. Anytime the term ger is used by matnos aniyim, ein ela ger tzedek. It refers to an actual convert. Shreyu omer b'maiser sheni u'bal levi v'ager ma levi ben bris. Just like the levi is Jewish, afager ben bris. So too the ger. Bal pichein. Nonetheless, ein monin aniyah akum matnos ela. But we don't stop non-Jews who are poor from taking. Elabon b'chani Yisrael. They come with the poor Jewish poor people. No, no, some they dar hashom. They could take as well because of we want to live with them in peace. Okay, so it says, leave it for the poor. Only when the poor need it. Let's say, turns out, capitalism works and there are no more poor people. So then, any of the payah, for example, that's left over, anyone could take. Because its intrinsic essence isn't actually truma. So it's not hektish. And he's not obligated to go ahead and give over the monies to the Beis Hamikdash, for example. So never mehem and aslaniyim elatazov asam. It's not that I have to give. Sorry, not the Beis Hamikdash. I don't have to give it to. I don't have to seek out aniyim. Rather, I simply have to leave it for them. Veno mitzuvah lazov asam lechayil ofos. And he's not chayiv to go ahead and leave it for the animals elaniyim. Right? He's supposed to leave it for poor people, and it happens to be vaharei ein aniyim. Lachidal may maslim we try and call them a leket. So when is a person allowed to collect the leket? Mishyechnu sam alakdim shniim. So it's when the second group comes in to gather after the first gathers completed their gathering. When is any person allowed to go ahead and take, let's say, these undeveloped or individual grapes that fell on the ground? When the aniyim come and leave. Anything left over is mutar to any person. When is a person allowed to collect the shechacha of olives? Beretz Yisrael im shechacha osav rosh hazayis or mizim mutar. So, when it comes to these grapes, when it comes to olive shechcha in Eretz Yisrael, if he forgot it, okay, at the while they're still attached to the tree, they're mutter from Rosh Chodesh Kislev because that is the time of the second groups of rains in a year. About Sibori Zeisim Sheshachan Tachasinam. Let's say a mass of grapes, of olives underneath the tree that he forgot. It's mutter to take them by anyone. When the poor people stop trying to collect them. As long as an ani can go ahead and take the forgotten olives that are under the ground, you could take them. So even if, let's say the aniyim came and went, right, and now it's mutter for any person to take, that doesn't mean an ani can't come back and take. Anytime he can take the shechcha from the tree, he can take it. Even the shechcha that fell on the ground underneath the tree. Now, if there are areas of the field, matnos for the aniyim that the poor people don't really get concerned about, aren't makbid about them, they actually belong to the baal sada. Even if the aniyim didn't stop taking from the other areas, certain areas where they wouldn't take from, those are still belong to the Baal. All these matnos aniyim, So only the only plan there to show me the raisa. But we know the Gemara brings down that peya does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael midrabana. The Rambam supposes or surmises that all the other, not just what do you call peya, but all the other matnosanim apply in chutz la'aretz midrabana. Finally, lachatizvav kamahu shir peya. So what is the minimum shir peya? Minatari in Lashir, as we know, this is famous Mishnah. There's no minimum amount of payah. So even if he leaves one stalk of grain, he's Yotze, Avam Divrayim, but the Rabbanan come along and say, 1 to 60. So it can't be less than 1/60th of the field, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael. Mostly Valecha Mishishim, if you go to Asada, he adds to the 1/60th based on the size of the field, Lufi Rov Aniyim, and based on the amount of Aniyim, Lufi Bircha Sazera, as well as the abundance of the growth. Ketza. Sadashi Kanabioser. Let's say he's a very small field. Shimini Yachmena Echal Vishishim. If he only had 1 to 60th, in a mole ani, wouldn't help out an ani, then are he's a Mosif al Shir. He has to do more than 1 to 60. Vechini Mayani, Marubin Mosif. Let's say there's a lot of poor people coming to this small field. He has to add more to give to them. Vim Zara Ma'at. Let's say he planted a little bit. Vasaf Harbe. And let's say he was able to, even though he planted a little, he got a huge bumper crop. Train his Barach, most of the Viabracha. He should add based on this bumper crop. Anyone who adds to peya, mostly for those schar, gets more of a reward. There's no limit to how much a person can live, upper limit about how much you can give when it comes to peya. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Parak Beis on Sunday. Good Shabbos.